Welcome to another episode of the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff. This is Breshvik, along with Dr. Tasty.
Get fucked.
Commodore Bob.
What's up?
Dirkirsch.
Hello.
And he gets the and credit, El Cocho.
Vagina. Vagina.
And as you can probably hear, we are in our clanky old spaceship, traveling back from our latest adventure, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But, yeah, we're gonna stop by our moon base for some spoiled eggnog and rum.
And rum.
Santa Claus surprise.
Yeah, we're gonna enjoy some eggnog just to spite Santa for not being here.
Did he go missing? Where is he? What happened to him? I haven't seen him for a while.
I think he died.
You don't want to know.
You don't think he's spending the weekend with Mrs. Claus, do you?
Dude, bros before ho-ho-hos.
That's right. And since we're in space, I thought it would be appropriate to gather some news from space! Apparently, one of the many revelations that has come out of Edward Snowden's leaks, government leaks, is that the government is in cahoots with a group of aliens called the Tall Whites, who were also instrumental in the rise of Nazi Germany.
They're tall.
They're tall and they're white. That's what I gather from these aliens. Now, you should maybe take this with a grain of salt, because the people reporting and publishing this is a conspiracy website in Iran, and they claim that United States government is in cahoots with aliens.
You know, this is really disappointing. I mean, you'd think that they'd have a much richer culture of conspiracy theories than space aliens.
Just copying other people.
Yeah, it's... How are they ever going to destroy the Western influence when they just regurgitate the Western influence?
In fact, I think they actually just copied this conspiracy from a fringe Russian website.
I'm sick to death of aliens.
You're tired
of
them?
They're like, hey, I'm gonna come from out of, like, my area and invade your space. That's what aliens always do. They're always coming here. They're always trying to take our stuff. And then they're always being, like, really condescending. They're always like, our race is superior to yours, and we have advanced technology. Which is true. But it's irritating.
You don't have to brag about it.
Like, yeah. Kill all of them. Yeah.
Well, that's xenophobic.
Well, you know, when they try to invade your space, you know how to stop them. All you do is slide back and forth, left to right, shooting upward at the sky. They advance lower, keep going back and forth, and keep getting faster.
Yeah. Look, I know for
a fact take care of them.
That this conspiracy theory is false, because anytime aliens are about to invade our planet, I get a message in my mashed potatoes, and that has not happened. And I certainly didn't see any swastikas or... It is a little unoriginal for a conspiracy theory where aliens invade, but these are Nazi aliens. That's a little more original.
I don't get how they know their, you know, political policies. I mean, they're aliens. We're not sure if they're nationalists or socialists. We know nothing of their visitors.
Well, they helped the Nazis originally, so, and then only afterwards they come to help Americans.
I think they're only interested in genetic tampering.
Right.
It's just like an XCOM where they're here to make, like, psychic people and then use them to, like, do psychic things.
You love that game.
They're like eugenics program fanatics.
Yeah.
They just, like, come to check out to see how well we're doing our eugenics and, like, criticize and give pointers.
The Nazi part. They're awful. Well,
don't be stupid. Be a smarty. Come and join the Nazi party.
Well,
it's a compelling argument.
Aliens can't wait to assimilate and conquer our culture. There are some humans who can't wait to get into space. There's a man who's looking to leave his wife and 4 children and join the Mars One mission. There's a series of finalists, and they're gonna have a reality TV series to decide who gets to go to Mars. And this guy just put it all behind him, put his whole life, a 38-year-old married father, is gonna leave it all behind him and get his ass to Mars.
If you've ever had 4 kids, this would be like a good, this would sound like a really good idea to you.
Yeah.
So he's got 4 kids and 5 wives?
No, just the one.
Oh, I saw Utah and I thought 5 wives.
Yeah, no, the Utah man is actually wanting to get rid of his wife and kids by putting, what is it, millions of miles between them. His youngest kid is only 6 months old.
It's not that bad.
But they'll be like 15 when he gets to Mars, right?
They won't even remember him.
There you go.
He's gonna go. He's gonna think this is great if he actually ends up going. He's not even gonna get halfway there before he realizes he's gonna be going a really long time without borking anyone, and he's gonna be on Mars and realize that there are only men on Mars, according to Earth people.
Mars needs moms.
Well,
men are from Mars, women are from Venus. He needs to go to Venus,
yeah,
if he wants to get laid.
That's right, because men are from Mars and women are from Venus. I get it.
And Mars is no place to raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell.
But, you know, he's kind of setting a role model, because forevermore, even though he wasn't around to raise his kids, they've got this example where they could say, you know, your father reached for the stars. Your father went places. He went really far in life. What are you going to do? You know, and then they can live with that for the rest of their lives.
Become a mole person. Go the opposite direction.
As also, I don't know if he's just feeling crowded or overwhelmed by these tiny humans running around, but he's going to be stuck in a tiny capsule with other people, so is he just trading one set of annoying people for another?
He's gonna hate his roommates.
These capsules, when you throw them in the water, do they, you know, disintegrate and they expand to their normal size again?
Are you talking about shrinky dinks? I don't think they send shrinky dinks to Mars. There's no water there.
No water on Mars, my ass.
We know.
We put a water tank up there.
Yeah, there's rivers, there's canals. In fact,
they have ice caps.
There's a Martian canal.
As you know, the Mars rover is always catching weird images that conspiracy theorists like, what's that guy's name? That's always...
Richard C. Hoagland.
Yes, that's it. Richard C.
Enterprise Hoagland.
Mission. and people of his ilk believe that, like, there's squirrels on Mars, there's lizards on Mars, there's faces on Mars, obviously. Well, the one thing that was that came up on an image was a jelly donut, or a rock about the size of a jelly donut. And the thing was that in one picture, it wasn't there, and then in another picture, it was there. And then I think in another picture it wasn't there, or something like that.
Because the rover picked it up, and it placed it there, took a photograph, picked it up again, removed it, took another photograph. It's simple.
Well, you just solved the mystery.
They got arms.
How dare you take the mystery out of life and space and exploration.
Jelly donut.
Well, there was 12 Earth days between when these pictures were taken.
Yeah, Earth days, but how long is that in Mars days? That might have been...
Isn't it like a couple hours difference?
Yeah, it might have been like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that enough time to take a picture, move around? I guess it would be. I guess that would be enough time to do that. Well, apparently, Ron Joseph, this is an author on fringe papers and books about alien life and 9/11 conspiracies. So you know he's legit, right? He's filing a lawsuit against NASA for covering up proof of alien life. The lawsuit filed in California is aimed at NASA and its administrator, Charles Bolden, requesting the agency perform a public, scientific, and statutory duty, which is to closely photograph and thoroughly scientifically examine and investigate, this is redundant language, a putative biological organism. And, apparently it's not possible that the rover bumped into the rock or, knocked the rock over there. It's more likely that it was aliens.
Obviously.
We already talked
There's
about
nobody else in the immediate area.
Well, it might have been some revengerists. So do we have any operatives working on the red planet right now?
Not right now.
Didn't we launch an intern or two up there or something?
Oh, we left some interns. Oh, no, I think we left some interns up there when last time we went by the red planet to fix the rover. Did we ever pick them up?
No, we told them to clean up after themselves.
I don't think so.
If they are leaving jelly donut rocks all over the place, they're so going to be fired.
Or if they're just wasting our jelly donuts.
Oh my god. Those fucking interns. Do we leave them enough oxygen?
They'll be fine.
Okay.
It won't matter.
I think Space Knight said he was going to go to Mars again to look for his stuff that isn't there because I stashed it here.
Oh man, but he keeps getting closer and closer though every time. Should be getting worried.
Nah, I'm not worried.
What if he listens to this podcast?
He doesn't listen to podcasts. Space Knight's too, like, space nobility for that.
I know for a fact that he listens to Radiolab.
Well, he's not going to listen to the Revengerous podcast of stuff for clues onto where I hid his Space Knight artifact.
Even though you're in the Revengerous and he knows you're the one who did it.
He asked me once if I was in the podcast, and I was like, no, why would I be on the podcast? That's stupid. And he believed me.
You've left the Revengerous so many times that it's hard to tell if you're a member or not.
I think I've left about 2,000 times by now.
Yeah.
No, he's still here.
Okay. You don't have much to say about aliens?
No, I don't spend that much time in space anymore.
This is a big deal for you, right? I mean, most of your adventuring is in the jungles of the Amazon and in the catacombs of old Europe and all over the world, but you don't get out into space that much.
Can I confess something?
I like it
right
here.
Now?
Yeah, what's that?
There's been something that's been eating at me that I did this weekend.
Space parasite?
This week. No, I opened up a wormhole.
Oh.
And it was in Kentucky at a museum.
Oh god, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was me.
I heard of the can of worms being opened in Kentucky, but or a can of whoop-ass, but I didn't hear about the wormhole.
Yeah, it kind of swallowed up a couple convertibles, or not convertibles, but Corvettes.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, sorry.
Are you sure that it was a wormhole and not just Ken Ham opening his big fat mouth?
I think it was me, but it could have been him.
Well, I'm pretty sure they had insurance.
Let's hope. If
I'm pretty sure it might have just been the collective unintelligence of the people in that state, but
he said wormhole, not black hole. It's okay, I can say that I've been to Kentucky.
Black holes, those are like large masses that the gravitational pull is so strong that it sucks in the light, like all the overweight people in Kentucky.
Sure.
Or in the South in general.
Oh, wow. Might plug up the black hole.
Well, maybe if those baddies would get off their ass and do some rigorous exercise like CrossFit, they wouldn't get sucked into black holes.
I like to partake in CrossFit.
You know, there's this thing that's been popping up lately, and it's CrossFit, and it's been really popular with all of the human people as an exercise form. But it's like this weird lifestyle that they take like super seriously.
Well,
and
you shouldn't hate on someone's lifestyle. It's a choice. You
should always hate on people's lifestyle choices.
It's a choice to be into CrossFit.
It's also a choice to be a Nazi alien.
Oh, I guess that's true. No, they're born Nazi aliens.
Well, whatever. But I see CrossFit gyms popping up all the time, and you know, I go into these places and I see like the people in there, and they're just kind of flailing their weights around. And I mean, I don't exercise because I don't need to, but just like from all of the like workout videos I've seen, and Arnold Schwarzenegger and all those like muscle guys, it looks like it just looks stupid. And I was flying around the other day, and I saw a gym called CrossFit Kids.
That's
do you think that,
I don't know, I mean, they're getting,
that's a little far,
they're pulling kids into their lifestyle. I mean, kids aren't even allowed to drink and smoke, but they're encouraging them to do exercise. I don't know how I feel about that.
And like, CrossFit enthusiasts are pretty much just like Nazis.
Really? They put millions of Jews into gas chambers?
Maybe. But they would put
fat people.
Fat people. Right.
Yeah. They would put millions of like bodybuilders in gas chambers. Or they would probably try and brainwash them into their line of exercise.
Oh yeah, the famed CrossFit re-education centers that are dotting the nation.
And it's weird because, you know, I watched someone do a CrossFit workout, and it's like way more work than like another workout routine, and it doesn't even get more results than the other workout routines that I've seen. So I don't know why it's so much better.
I hear that they eat a paleo diet, which is like absolutely ridiculous too, because it's nothing like what cavemen eat. It has way less raw meat in it than the caveman diet.
Rocks,
bones, and rocks. I mean, they have you seen the paleos? Like they, I mean, they could eat anything.
My form of fitness is cross-stitch.
Cross-stitch? Your hands must be really fit.
Mm-hmm.
Bony. Do you need to be angry to get healthy?
According to some people, you need to be angry.
Because that's what they're talking about, right? Cross-fit?
Yeah, I don't know where the cross comes from. I mean, is it like, are they trying to be like Jesus? Like
signs
crucified?
Of the cross. Yeah.
CrossFit, or is it like, are they like crossing fitness? Is it like a crossroads of fitness?
Oh, like they're making a deal with the devil? It's definitely either,
yeah,
Jesus or the devil. It's one of those two.
I mean, I can't see how they survive all of that overtraining otherwise. No, it's really confusing. And then when you get into a conversation with any one of them, they're like, hey, Dr. Tasty, what's your diet? And I was like, well, in the morning, I eat about 5 tons of Doritos, and then in the afternoon, I might go to the grocery store and eat their entire frozen food section. And they scoff at my diet, and they're like, well, you know, you should be eating nothing but grass-fed beef and grass-fed butter.
What
and
about
grass-fed
grass?
Milk?
Yeah, they're completely ignoring the circle of life.
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to chop up,
yep,
a cow and fertilize your grass with it.
And then they'll be like, so how do you get so strong? And I'm like, well, I am energy in a corporeal form. And they're like, well, I can clean and jerk like 145 pounds.
Ew.
And I'm like, yeah, you could clean and jerk a lot of things.
I don't even exercise and I can do that.
And El Cocho, your exercise, I was actually wondering about this. How long have you been going to your dojo now? It's been a long time.
Oh, I don't... I'm not actually with the dojo anymore. I do my own training at home now. We didn't meet eye to eye on certain subjects.
Oh, really?
It's a long story.
Oh, my God. Dr. Tasty.
Anyway.
What are you going to do to him?
Well...
What's their ironic punishment?
Ironic punishment?
How ironic.
Their punishment's not going to be ironic at all. I'll just... One day I will write them an exercise. Like, I'll get all the CrossFit people, and I will write up an exercise routine where they have to lift all of the weight at once. I'll be like, this is the most efficient exercise routine that you can do. You just lift all the weights you intend to lift, like, at the same time.
All
one
the
rep.
In the universe? In the omniverse?
No, just all the weights in their routine.
Oh, okay. Because if you made them
so like
lift the crushing weight of an infinite cosmos, then that would be the
best. I know
efficient.
They can't. I know they can't do that.
Well,
I want to make it like realistic here.
I mean, I guess then their CrossFit isn't so great if they can't do that.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, guys, what's the point of your exercise routine? Like, if we can just if you could just like get or build an exosuit that can lift like way more than you can lift with your dumb muscles and human physiology, or like you could just use your mind powers and lift the weight with your mind, and that doesn't require training, or you could just like will the weight into existence. You could just make the weight happen, and you could just like, or you could just, you know, channel your ki and
you and
like
your
increase your body mass, your ki, your energy.
Yeah,
don't
man.
Know about that.
Well, Commodore Bob had a ki earlier and shared it with me. That was great. Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome.
I mean, that's just my opinion, but you know, there are like a billion other ways that you could increase your body mass and strength other than just like going to a gym and then lifting the same weight in the same way a bunch of fucking times.
They call that
and eating
reps because it's repetitious, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything
about it. It might as well just be called like cross boring or redundant
good
fit.
One.
I mean, what do you guys think? What do you think would be
I don't know.
Effective?
Commodore Bob and I channeled our ki through a bong. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Into our lungs.
Maybe I could pit them against like a Kabbalah ball or a dark beast or the mammoth princess of space.
There
or,
you go. Yeah.
There's a workout.
Now she is fit.
Maybe we could get the mammoth mountain fucker to like find something for them to lift.
I don't know about him.
We have to?
Yeah, I don't want to be around him. That reminds me, we should tell them a little bit about what we had been doing the past couple of weeks.
It was sort of an epic and monumental event from a revengerous history perspective.
Yeah.
Like a milestone?
More like a bunch of annoying bullshit that once again proves how great we are as saviors of the universe.
Flash!
I don't know what song you're talking about.
The theme from Flash Gordon by Queen.
He save everyone
of
us.
Listen to it.
No, it was the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Southside Santa crawls out from under a pile of cardboard under the 7th Avenue exit and scratches himself. He reaches under his shirt and pulls out a thin wooden whistle, which he blows.
Get a fucking job, you bum!
I'll be in hell before you start eating breakfast, you son of a bitch!
Upon hearing his battle cry, from out of nowhere a magnificent elk appears. Its 7-point rack massive, as large of a man's arm span. It ripples with muscle and sinew all over, and its hooves gleam as the purest silver. The elk lets out a mighty bark. And at the sight of his nomadic master, as he climbs astride his trusty steed.
Hi-ho, stomach face! Away!
He puts the spurs to her and rides the great beast directly into the heavy 530 traffic, right up 279 North, onto the Liberty Bridge, and into the tunnel. His destination? the compound. For his... for the call has gone out. And with him, he brings... dire news. Across the planet, crimson light flashes forth as the crypt's seventh seal is broken. The stone doors set by ancient builders move by unseen hands and turn inward, a maw gaping open into the abyss. And just beyond the threshold of vision, indeed, just beyond the threshold of madness, something stirs. An eyeless, decomposing corpse lurches forth from the sarcophagus. It mindlessly staggers to the altar and takes up the ancient staff there. It was wood and gold and covered in silly Illuminati symbols. It had an anti-shine which sucked in light like an ink blot on reality. The blackness pours from around it, embraces him, his skeletal form growing first muscle, skin, then beard, demon robes in a nice Hawaiian floral pattern, and fatness. His eyes snap open. It is Dekersh! As he walks the earth again.
I have quickened. I must return to my human form and find the chosen ones. It must be known. It must be known.
And with him he brings dire news. Suddenly, behold, the very fabric of reality appears on the wall of a barn upstate. A wall that belongs to Commodore Bob, and probably thus the barn as well. He strips through the wormhole and into his laboratory, clad in the maroon fustian bathrobe and fez, reading the morning paper. He has just returned from an important interdimensional assignment. His morning cup of tea from the dimension 95Z.
Ah, but those bastard men of 95Z sure do make a damn fine cup of pu'er. Who would have thought those dimensional jerks with individual disorders would be able to perfect such a civilized act?
Alarm! Alarm! Alarm!
What the devil could that be at this hour? It's a Commodore alarm. My god, man. The needle's in the red. But this means... if these figures are anywhere near right, we're looking down the barrel of a global shortage. I have to warn them. I have to warn them all!
Commodore Bob runs to his oversized copper bathtub, fitted with a steam-powered propulsion apparatus. He begins to turn cranks frantically and stokes a small fire aboard as he begins to float on a cushion of air and noxious black smoke.
And to think I was going to make turt, duck, and puddin' today. Pressure at 87 CMPs, and we're hitting all sixes under the hood! Set the coordinates for the Revengerous compound!
And as the flying bathtub takes off into the blue upstate sky, the Commodore pushes her limits in terms of speed, because this is no social call to his fellow Revengers. For with him he brings... dire. Meanwhile, in space, definitely in space, on the Earth's solitary moon, in fact, in the Revengers aptly named Moon Base, engaging in a round of Moon Patrol, an appropriate arcade game for playing on that selfsame moon, but downloaded onto Dr. Tasty's smart device to be played anywhere.
Dr. Tasty's extra special reinforced edition smart device, because Earth's idiotic tech designers don't take ultra strength and destruction touch into mind when designing these things.
This is Dr. Tasty! Eyes wild, hair defying gravity, flame and sparks firing from his aura of manic energy as he lurches with movements of his digital avatar in attempts to better control it, conquering the electronic landscape and cosmic interlopers therein.
You are no match for me, 8-bit weaklings. I shall surpass my previous score, for the only one capable of defeating Dr. Tasty is Dr. Tasty!
Suddenly, ethereal squiggly lines emanate from a semicircular pattern around his stuff, portending events of grand consequences beyond mortal capacity of thought.
My pizza sense is tingling. Worse than that, actually, because I would have ignored just a tingle. This game app is stupid, and why hasn't my pizza arrived yet?!
So as he decides to inquire about his order and makes known his wrath, he puts a massive power grip on his reinforced communication device and makes the call.
What? What do you mean? That's impossible. That's dumb. That's stupid. That's stupid and dumb. Wait, that's stupid and dumb. No way. I'm going to have a talk with your establishment. This is dire news.
Throwing his phone to the floor with a loud explosion, he blasts forth through the moon clouds into the cold vacuum of space. Definitely space. Making his constant bearing for the Revengers compound as he brings dire news. In the journey to back alleys of TO1, you can find a lot of sordid endeavors. Cheap pharmaceuticals, places where they'll fry up a cat for you, and the frightening, dangerous world of cock wrestling. Deep in the smoky back rooms of bars, the highly illegal and underground cock wrestling circuit is home to some of the toughest men and strongest cocks in the world entire.
Bienvenidos a la biblioteca.
Tomar por teléfono.
Chili, tiempo, hate. ¿Cuál es el baño, señor?
And with it, thousands of dollars of tax-free pesos are gambled away tonight.
10,000 on that gocha.
I'll see that in double eat, my friend. Have you seen this cock? It has arms like a duck. No way that masked luchador can take him.
The human spirit will triumph, can triumph, over any cock.
20,000 on El Pollo Morato.
The main event this evening is between man and beast, representing both man and Mama Chang's Casa de Orphans, a local home to wayward and dead parent-having youth is El Colucho, masked luchador and champion of the downtrodden. His opponent? None other than the fearsome purple-crested chicken named Brandy, called by some the Great Feathered Hope. Their contest? Traditional arm wrestling. Both participants carry the hopes and dreams of the crowd in their arms.
When I beat you, I'm taking that sweet moolah and buying orthodontic headgear and sleepwear for all the niños in El Orphanage.
The two stare across the table at each other, arms locked and suddenly tensing as the starting list is blown. Each one trying to get the upper hand and neither giving or getting an inch.
Cocho here. What? In the middle of arm wrestling a cock. Not a good time. What do you mean it's gone? Hang on a second.
El Cocho is el winner.
Why do I always get on the dick from very seriously never win?
Sorry. I'm back. If what you're telling me is true, then there's no time to lose. I'm on my way to the compound because this is dire news.
Back at the compound, Fresh Pick Penicillin is watching Designing Women because there's nothing else on.
I don't believe these stupid magazines. You know, I mean, I used to buy them because I thought they were kind of funny.
Ugh. No, they've just gone too far. Can't believe I have to wait until 7 p.m. for Jeopardy. This is torture.
And I have El Dire News.
El Cocho.
Si.
Oh, hey. You want to watch some Designing Women with me? There's nothing else on.
There's no time. There is dire news, my friend. And it is...
Hey, guys, I have dire news.
You
You'll
too.
Never believe it.
Oh. No.
This is important. You have to listen to me.
Well, he was first, and then you... I mean, you...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if we should go based on who is seniority or who was here first or who's... Actually, we should go by whose news
is
more
dire.
Yeah, if yours is more dire...
Holy shit, you guys. Dire news. I can't believe this. We got off-scale chart readings, and holy shit, man. There's this antimatter thing that's going on.
And my
cup of poo air.
Shut your holes! I'm watching the sugar bakers.
I came back into a human form to tell you this important information.
Does yours have antimatter in it?
It's going to affect all of us.
Well, although antimatter means it doesn't matter.
Not that I'm aware of.
Cumber Bob's is the least important. But
hey, mine's important. It's dire.
It's weird that you would all use that same adjective.
Guys, seriously, no. Have you looked outside yet? Because this shit is awesome.
Is it dire?
Senor Breschvik, you gotta listen to my dire news. Taco Bells across the entire world are disappearing at an alarming rate.
Is that dire or is that good news?
It's dire to me.
Oh. Sorry.
I have dire news. Chubby and Hava Guts chicken and waffles are closing everywhere. They're just disappearing.
Chicken and waffles?
That's not dire.
No, it's chicken with waffles.
I can't believe it, man. All these places are disappearing, but there is a large, extremely large amount of antimatter being left in these areas. I'm not sure what the hell is going on. It's like they just sort of right out of the whole space and just...
But have you guys seen the pit? It's awesome!
What?
It's a pit!
Who cares?
There's no time for
it. It is. You can throw shit into it and it just disappears. It is friggin' awesome!
Infinite pits anytime we want.
Like, not just like, oh, now you can't see me, but it's like gone! Gone!
What?
That's horseshit! Tommy.
Oh, no, I've got a great idea. No, let's go find some interns, chuck those into this thing. It's going to be awesome. We'll find a French one, throw that one right in there. Maybe a Lithuanian, too.
I'm sorry for interrupting you, but that's stupid.
Dr. Tasty's enter room.
Why didn't you just use the door?
What's a door?
I know I've seen you use a door at some point in the past.
I've never heard that word.
What? Door?
Yeah, that one. Door. Sounds made up.
It does sound weird if you start to say it enough times. Door, 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 door,
door, door,
door,
door,
door,
door, door, door, door,
door,
door,
door,
door,
door,
door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door, door,
door,
door,
door, door. Nobody's news is more dire than mine. It's like dire wolves dire.
Because I've had it up to here with dire news.
So, all of the fast food places are disappearing. They're going away.
All of them?
Everyone.
What about White Castle? Because it's hard to find one sometimes.
Face Burger is gone.
What?
Red Garden. The Spaghetti Bucket. Chicken Lumps.
Leave your sex life out of this!
Teddy Turden's BM Palace.
Well, that's fine. We're glad.
Has anybody checked the taco dumpster? I'm not sure whether or not that was just a dumpster that I found full of tacos, but I really liked going there.
What about Frankengizzards?
Yeah, that's gone too.
Basically what you're saying is it's going to be a lot harder to use Grubhub to get anything to the base, because it's already really hard to get them to get through the laser grid.
I don't use Grubhub. I just grub food. Grub hubs. I grub hubs.
You grub the grub.
I hub
grubs.
You
can grub your own hubs.
Well, I don't know if we're going to do anything, but something must be done.
It has to be. There's something weird is going on.
Something is.
Has anybody checked our commissary? We have an entire food court down there.
Downstairs?
Down there.
Oh my
in
God.
Our base.
Quickly.
Oh my God.
Oh,
to the
man.
Go-Karts!
Tune in next time when we shoot cool minty troops into your head via space beams from hell. The hell that is Crisis on Infinite Earths.
I don't know what's gonna happen, you guys. This is pretty suspenseful.
And pretty damn dire.
I'm freaking out.
You mean was dire. It's no longer dire.
Well, yeah, but they don't know what's gonna happen.
Wait, this is before this or after this? Because I thought I was to the left of it.
I guess if they really wanted to get a clue as to what's going on, because they need to get a clue, they could go on our wiki, therevengerists.wikia.com, and check it out. Do we have any wiki pages we want to recommend this week?
I always appreciate the god of internet.
There's a few new pages on here that a Wikia contributor. Oh yeah, a Wikia contributor.
Yeah, I wonder who that was.
Our greatest foe.
We have lots of greatest
or
foes.
Or our closest ally.
Could be.
Well, a Wikia contributor is the most mysterious and therefore the most powerful character in the Revengerist universe.
Mm-hmm.
They're able to appear at different places in space and time throughout the Wikia multiverse as recorded by the internets.
There's a new villain on our wiki. His name is Algebron.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's his deal?
He's an Algebroni.
Basically, you take a dumbass musclehead and accidentally shower him with rays from the dark dimension through an algebra book, and you get a douchebag that knows some like basic math.
Oh my God, think of what he could do.
Yeah, he's really annoying, and he has all of these dumb muscle plus math puns that want you to make him die.
Like what kind of puns would?
So here's one documented on the wiki. It's a quote from him, which I heard myself. He's like, hey, guys, I got tickets plus gun show equals you plus going. Solve for you and tickets.
That doesn't sound like a pun or like he knows any mid-level or basic math skills. It's pretty dumb.
Well, I didn't say he was smart.
Just that he's artificially intelligent because of the rays from the dark dimension, which...
Yes.
I don't know if we've studied those enough to know how they really work.
Incidentally, we also have a page for artificial intelligences.
Which is, you know, another page on our wiki, and then another page, another page. This is, you get like a black hole. You just fall into a gravity well of our wiki when you go there, so you should do that. You should go to revengerous.wiki.com for more. So Santa wasn't here to do a product, but he left us this, this post-it note? I don't know what you guys can make. Do you see this? Can you guys make head or tail out of this?
It looks like a bunch of weird scribbles.
Yeah, it looks like Woodstock wrote this.
Something about a thing of urine?
He's saying, I think, thank for help if people ask, I don't use urine gone. Why did he write this in a spiral? But if the calls and what is that, Carmody? If the Carmody calls and asks to give me some for this, take all they will give to me. Just put it in my room. Does he have a room? He has a dumpster. Then he has a little side note on here on the back that says, you're in gone. Like, you are in a gone, as seen on TV.
I love I think that. The dog on the bottle.
I tots never used it before.
This is some really cryptic language.
Don't forget the part with the, never mind.
Why would he write that on there?
Danes and orders leave me alone. There's...
Well, at least he left a piece of candy.
Is that chocolate?
Yeah, he left a piece of candy, so that's nice. I guess we'll see him next week unless he's dead. So, until then,
drowned by the urine.
Thank you guys for joining on another adventure as we as our ship nears our moon base, and we'll have a fine after party. What do we always tell them, guys?
If we can't save you,
you're check bounced.
If we can't fuck you, you're saved.
If we can't save you, that's weird.
Error 404. The lid of the dumpster flies open. Southside Santa wakes up with the trash. He's giving his all. He's scratching his balls where he thought he was getting a rash.
With a burp and a fart and a giggle, he reached into his vest for his flute and played one silver note with a jingle as his ass on cold concrete did scoot.
And out of the old Armstrong tunnels came a bounding vision of Spade, magnificent elk, twice as big as himself, to serve as his right trusty steed.
Then it too left its funk in the alley, and stank up the whole place with smell. But Santa just laughed like an idiot elf, and jumped astride that big old musk elk.
He put spurs to the beast and cried,
"Oi!"
Elk lowered its head to bound forth, avoiding all traffic with maps topographic on the wrong way up 279 north. I've never been more embarrassed to be a revengerist than this moment.
But he never gave thought to the chaos from which hooves bounding on cars ensues. For Santa was bound for Revengerous compound, and with him he brings
dire news.